dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we're just so thankful to understand that You are the power. You're the power. You're the all-sufficiency. God, You're the one that is more than able. And Lord, we ask that You call to Your people today. God, call to us. And Your Word is calling to us. But Lord, I ask that You would make us humble enough to receive it. Lord, that let us not be a stiff-necked, a hardened, or any type of a clay that would resist what You would want for us today. Lord, You are the potter. God, You're the one that's molding and making us, and You're asking us, will it be after Your will or not? God, help us to yield to You. Lord, help us to submit this very hour, that, Lord, we would receive truly Your words, Your will, Your love, Your grace. Praise God. Thank You for the forgiveness that has brought us here today. That, Lord, we know that we're a people that are free. And we are free indeed. And, Lord, I'm so grateful to You that there is now no condemnation to not a one that is in Christ Jesus this morning. Thank You for that death upon the cross. Thank You for Your freely shed blood. Thank You that it covers all of our sin. Lord, we rejoice with You in that victory this morning. We ask that Your Spirit would just anoint each and every life. We thank You for this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God, bringing us together again to share His wondrous Word, knowing that it is the Lord that gives the increase. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Some familiar portions of Scripture, I hope. And as my brother played in the offertory, it never grows old. Never grows old. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll pick it up from the 12th verse. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. I think the Lord is laying it out again. There's but one way. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the healing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased Him. If they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem, again, this is what we're thinking, to be more feeble are necessary. Boy, listen to this. Let's read that one more time. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon those we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts, the parts that we don't deem beautiful, have more abundant comeliness or more beauty. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism, no division, no cliques in the body, but that the members should have the same care. Let's go back and read that. That the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, don't forget this one, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. I always love to read this portion of Scripture. It always makes me smile. It really does. And whether we like it or not, this is who we are in Christ. And this is what we are in Christ. We're one. We are one in Him. And even though we live in such a world today, I don't believe I've ever seen it so calculated with its efforts to try to divide and conquer people. It's going on all over. They talk about uniting, but I really do believe we have an enemy that's at work that is dividing people more and more and more. And it is very sad. But at the same time, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, we have been, God's children have been, perfectly set and fixed in the body of Christ. Amen? I love telling people, I'm not from here. And they think, well, where are you from? I thought you were a native of Colorado. No, I'm not from there either. My citizenship is over yonder, and yours is too if you're a child of God. And by His grace, if you want a happy life, start living over there. If you want a joyous life, start living over there. Don't set your affections on the things of this world. You're not from here. You're not your own. Did you realize that the Bible told you that? You have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. And I'm telling you, that purchase was final. When you accepted that blood and say, thank you, Lord, for the atonement. Thank you that I'm free. Thank you that you love me so much that you died for me upon that cross. And I didn't deserve one bit of it. I'm bought with a price. I'm His. I'm not my own. I'm His child. Thank you, God. And I think as we read this, brothers and sisters, even these Corinthians, the rascals that they were, the rascals that we are, and how we can be so disobedient to God, but yet He is faithful. And we have been placed in that body. And placed in that body for one thing, and that's to grow. To be supplied. To grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now first off, I'd like to make a little mention here. This is not just for a part of the body that's seeking more prominence. I think those kind of parts of the body always get nailed first. Oh, look at that. That one's seeking more prominence. The bottom of my foot always wanted to be my mouth. Need I say more? Amen? Amen. But you know, it works for the same for a part of the body that's seeking for less prominence. What do you think? You're seeking for something that God didn't have for you. I know this part. I do. And I'm telling you, if the Lord has made you a visible part of the body of Christ, take it. Take it. Take it joyfully. Take it gladly. Take it willingly. Don't miss the blessing. You'll miss the blessing just as Brother All About Me. Oh, did he say that? Yeah, I did. You know what? We got to quit thinking that all of us are nerve endings in the body. You know what a nerve ending is? It's the receptor of all feeling and pain. And that's all it really lives for is the feeling and the pain. And you know, it's funny, as I was thinking about that, the Lord's so sweet. If you know what a nerve ending is, it's part of the central nervous system. And the central nervous system is actually the brains. And the brain's in the head. And as far as I know, none of us are the head. The head is Christ. And we're part of the body. So all of that feeling by the grace of God needs to be left to Him. And we're called to live by what? By faith. By faith. And it is perfect. We have a perfect God. And He's wonderful. I'm thankful for the time that He takes with me. I'm a little slow sometimes. I chalk it up to that. I know I can be awfully hard-headed too. But, you know, He works with me. I said, hey, you know, Lord, you made me. Have you ever told Him that? Hey, come on. You made me. You got to deal with this. But in the right heart, I smile when I say that. And I say, thank you, Lord. You're taking time with me. You love me. In spite of all these imperfections, praise God, I'm perfect in Him. I can't imagine. I've got such potential. I've got potential to praise Him and to sing and to love Him and to love you and to be thankful for the man of God that He's making me and for that to grow in my life and to be a blessing to His people. I look at your faces. I am so thankful for you. I'm thankful for the love of God in my life that's thankful for you. The treasure and earthen vessel that is sitting here today, brothers and sisters, it's marvelous. And by His grace, I want you to quit saying, who me? And I just want you to lift up your hands to Him today and say, thank you, Lord, that it is me. I don't know why. I know it's just the grace of God. I know that you just are absolutely fervently in love with me. And you drew me, and you saw me in ages past. And I'm here, and we're rejoicing, and we're thankful today that I know you. But brothers and sisters, that really isn't necessarily the reason for the text today. I'm rejoicing today in the unity of spirit that God has given us in our congregation. I think we're a representative of where the Word of God tells us out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. I think how precious that He's given us this in this place. We're one in Christ. We're one in Him. We have the representation of the four living ones dwelling among us. Oh, that's a big statement. I know the faithfulness of God. I read in here of the evidence of the wife that has made herself ready. I'm not saying no names, because you know what? He knows. He knows. Yes, Jesus knows. And I would never say that you have apprehended. But I'm telling you something. I'm watching something apprehend you like nobody's business. And it's mighty to see. It's real. It's just what it is. And He's drawing you in. And the testimony of the unity of the Spirit that God has given us, not because it has the name Living Waters Tabernacle, because it has vessels that are yielded to His message. His message. Not an affiliation to a church. Not because I belong to a certain denomination. Not because my mom and daddy were raised in here. Not because I went to Bible college. Not because I am who I think I am. I know I'm nothing. But for the grace of God, there go I. But for the grace of God, praise His name, I just might be the one lighting off the camel looking for Him in the field, and I see Him walking around there today. I say, Lord, it's almost done. It's almost finished. Praise be to God. I'm about ready to sack this camel. No offense. I'm ready to light off. And it's time I'm covered. Praise be to God. A wedding's going to be taking place here soon. Man, He weakens you in the way. I can't tell you. This body's getting weaker. And it is. And the Bible told me to, don't think it's strange, son. But there's things going on I don't really understand. Except I know it's getting close. Praise His name. But the oneness, brothers and sisters. The oneness in magnifying Christ alone. Don't you love to enter into oneness together to magnify Christ alone? How about the oneness in knowing that we have got to decrease and He's got to increase? How about the oneness in knowing that we need to be transparent? That Christ in me is the hope of glory. It's not this life, it's His life. And praise be to God. I'm so thankful that we can gather today and give Him all the praise and glory forever. Amen. I'm thankful, brothers and sisters, for you. I don't think words could ever adequately describe it. God has brought us to this place. Brother Paul prayed for these things. till we all come. We're going to read that here in a minute. I believe I'm living in the time that's going to finish up till we all come. It's a symphony. It's a symphony. Said it earlier. The instruments have arrived. Yeah, they have. You all look mighty different to me too. And you know, each one of you got a different sound. Violins sound sure different than a tuba. Yeah. A bassoon, a lot different than that snare drum or the cymbal versus the cello. But it all sings, praise be to God. I just can't imagine. And how beautiful. Because it only sings one way, and that's when we get in with the conductor, isn't it? I remember having this conversation years back. I said, oh man, I remember this brother. And he was trying to drive home a point. And well, I won't say any more. But he said something about, well, you know, brother, you have to be with the concert master first. I said, I believe that. He says, you know, we have got to be in tune, if you know what the concert master is. That's the one that comes out there with the violin and gives you the pitch. And everybody's got to tune to that pitch. And I said, absolutely, we have got to be in pitch. Absolutely, as a symphony that's going to play together, we have to be in tune. But let me tell you something from a musician standpoint. And I sang with a lot of different symphonies. And just because they were in tune did not remotely mean that they were ever going to play together. Amen? I don't know how many musicians are out there, but I'm going to tell you something. It is the truth. And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you this. The truth, the Word of God places us in tune. It's wonderful. We have to be in tune to begin. But it's the love of God. It's the love of God that brings us into unison. And that is it. It's the truth in love. For missing the love of God, we're never going to play in that symphony that Christ Jesus wants us to be. And I'm going to talk about that body in just a moment. I know you're thinking, well, I thought you said you already did. No, I haven't touched that one yet. I'm talking about the symphony of symphonies playing, brothers and sisters. This is a conductor, and we've got to be in tune with the conductor. And as that conductor waves his baton, and I was thinking that like last night, it was so precious, with every single stroke, shedding the love of God abroad in our heart. Shedding the love of God abroad in our heart. Are you with that today? Are you growing in love in your life? Are you growing more fervently in love with your brothers and sisters in Christ? The Philadelphia church's brotherly love. Is there a desire the much the more as you see the day approaching, not just coming in this place, well, I'm here to hear the Word of God. I didn't come here to sit by you. And I certainly don't want you sitting by me. But I'm going to rejoice in the truth. No, you're not. You are not going to do that. You might hear it, but it's not going to work effectually in your life. The love of God is the additive that's going to work the Word of God effectually in your life. When you finally realize how much Jesus Christ loves you, you'll start believing the Word of God like you never did. That's how it works. Faith worketh by love. And not by how much you love Him, but realizing how much He loves you. That this is a Father that could never fail, that would never forsake. Never! That always does that which is right. He created you to be exactly who you needed to be to receive the Word of God. He doesn't make mistakes. God knows I make them. But I'm so thankful I have a perfect Father who loves me so, that continues to put His wonderful hand upon my life and says, oh honey, that wasn't you anyways. Uh-oh. Amen? Is that new man perfect? Come on. Problem is he's not fully mature yet. Yielded vessels, brothers and sisters. We got all the potential in the world. Hallelujah. I appreciate Brother Paul so much. Aren't you so thankful for him? He didn't parade around and said, man, I'm the one who's got it. I'm the one. You got to follow me. Look at how wonderful Christ is magnified in me. Didn't come at you like that at all. He said, oh no, by the grace of God, I kept the faith. I finished the course. I fought that good fight. And there's a crown for me, but it's not just for me. It's for you and you and you and for me. And all those also that love His appearing. That simple. I want to see Him because He's a God full of love. I want to see Him because He loves me so much. All I'm going to be is in the moment. And that moment's never going to end. Of absolute, pure, divine, agape, wondrous, bridal love. Now you see why you want to see Jesus? Oh Lord, we'll get to that mansion sometime. I'm just with you. Do you ache for Him? Don't your body just ache? I mean, I'm itching to get out of this skin. Oh, I want to look upon His face. But praise be to God, brothers and sisters. With each motion of that baton, He's taking the things of Christ and making them ours. And sometimes He brings it into this place, and that temple is quickening. We were through a pace like that. It's awesome, isn't it? I love when it gets into that. Vavachi. It's a lot of fun. It's exciting. We're on a ride. But you know, this body can't handle that all the time. And the Spirit's trying to teach this life all these different things. That, son, you're not going by feeling, you're going by faith. I'm going to show you those mountaintops, but I'm going to tell you where you're going to feast and you're really going to know me. You're going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yep. Yep. And you're going to sing there or not? You're going to sing or not? Come on. It's the same God. I loved thinking of those Hebrew children there in the fiery furnace. They were singing a song in there. I know it. I thought we put three in there. What is a four doing in there? But let me tell you something. I placed myself in there. How about you? Five and six and seven and eight. How many million were in there with Him? I'm in there today with Him. How about you? More importantly, He's in there with me today. You in a furnace? I know you are. You may not think you are, but you're in a furnace. He's got gold to be tried in the fire. And it's more precious than that. And He's trying you. He's trying you greatly. But brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, He'll slow that tempo down too. Sometimes it's legato, right? Sometimes that music that was so melodious starts to become somber and sorrowful. But we have to be a people that's willing to be in tune with God. What do you think of that? Huh? That this is His symphony. I don't want to be a prima donna. How about you? I worked with enough of them before. And they sure made it hard. I've had a spirit like that once in a while in my life. And it sure doesn't work. The parts that are uncomely, He shows more honor upon. What do you think of that? Huh? Praise be to God. Oh, to be thankful, Lord, to be brought low. Oh, God, teach us something today. I believe He is. But see, brothers and sisters, for us to be in harmony, we must be on His time. We must be at His direction. And we must allow Him to bring certain sections into prominence when He wills. And other sections to just be still when He says it. Amen? Sometimes there's instruments that are playing. And sometimes these instruments, like violins, they seem to play through the whole thing, don't they? You think that, man, that guy, wow. They got all the luck. Look at that. We know it's not luck. It's just that's what God willed. And then you got those poor cymbals. That guy, I always remember him sitting back over there. He'd be scratching his head, walking around, and he'd be always looking at the score because he only got to play once in the whole song. It was like, oh man, I can't miss this. And you'd see the conductor every once in a while looking back over at that guy. I hope Joey didn't have too much fun last night. He better remember when to come in. But where would that ending be without the symbol? Amen? Every part. He'll exalt us in due time, brothers and sisters. But you know what? It's not about me being exalted. The most beautiful thing is at the end. It's the whole thing. It's Christ in us that's going to be exalted. It's so wonderful. I'm starting to see it. And that's the love of God He's really shedding abroad in this place. I know you're seeing it too. And this is what's exciting about this. Praise be to God, we are a body. Let's take it up a step. Let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. We'll hurry on. I won't keep you too much longer. Don't want to make you glad three times. Here we go. Let's read the 4th chapter, 16th verse. Now, we were here a couple weeks ago. We were rejoicing in that this is the Lord that came to fill all things, didn't He? With the fullness of Christ. And then we found out that we grow up into Him in all things. And here's the result of it. Chapter 4, verse 16 of Ephesians. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Every part, brothers and sisters. That's you. That's me. Every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Oh, my goodness. Now, see, there's a difference here in these bodies we've been talking about today. We started in Corinthians, and now we're over here in Ephesians. These are two separate bodies. There's many things that we could say different about them, but I'm going to give you one word as we close this up, and it's that word supplieth. And that word supplieth means many things, but one of the greatest things it means is a chorus. Yes, it means a symphony. And it's so wonderful how God brings this all together in our lives. But this body here in Ephesians, her parts, and I will say her parts, because now we've just jumped from the body to her body. And her parts supply one another. They supply one another. They love. The love goes in, the love goes out. The love comes in, the love comes out. And praise God, it's a chorus, brothers and sisters. And yes, you're right, few of God's precious people ever want to get to this body. They don't want to take time for that. Shoot, it's just like those musicians that I used to work with. They would not show up at a rehearsal most of the time, let alone want to work in unison in a symphony. Uh-oh, what'd he say? This is something special. This is something high calling. This is, praise God, the body from within the body. This is the body out of Adam. This is the body out from the church. This is His bride. This is His bride, the fully matured, prepared wife that has made herself ready. And who is she? I'm going to go back to verse 12 of the 4th chapter of Ephesians. And let's read this together. Chapter 4, verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now let's really hone in on verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Okay. What did he say here? He said, those that have come in the unity of faith. I believe there's spirit all written over that. And then he said, to the knowledge of the Son of God. And brothers and sisters, I can't think anything else but truth. So here I've got spirit. And here I've got truth. And oh me, oh my. And John, he told us that that's the true worshiper who worship Him. Amen. In spirit and in truth. Now what is that grow up into? It grows up into the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of Christ. And brothers and sisters, I pray that calls out to you as well too. Christ in me is the hope of glory. This is God's philharmonic. If you want to say it another way, this is the symphony, the Lamb's wife. And she's playing a song today. And she's playing the song, Lord, even so, come quickly. She's playing the song, I love your appearing. She's playing the song, oh Lord Jesus, could it be today? I want to see you. I want to look upon your face. But brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, don't shut down. I know there's lives that are hearing this right now in this place that are saying, brother, you just left me. I don't want to hear that. That's not for me. And I'm going to tell you something. Quit being selfish. Maybe for the first time, listen. Listen to the will of God for your life. And I'm going to give you the will of God for your life. And you'll find it in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. He wants a full knowledge. That's what he wants. How many times have I heard people ask, whether it's on the phone, whether it's in this office, whether it was this life right here, God, what do you want from me? 1 Timothy 2:4. Come to a full knowledge, son. Come to a full knowledge. Come to a full knowledge of the husband and wife in you. The husband and wife in you. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something as we close. Bridal saints yearn for this. You can talk about it all you want. You can say, I read this, this was in our home, all of these things. But bridal saints yearn for this. And they yearn for it in others as much as for themselves. Amen. Yes, she loves as he loves. She supplies by the grace of God. That grace and love flows through her like a freight train. And it's there. And she cares for the body. She nurtures that body with whatever she has been supplied with. She is a Galilee. She's teeming with life. She's got all those fishes. She's ready to feed. And when one of the parts of the body gets hurt, let me tell you something. She's the real body by the grace of God. She's a real part of that body. She'll send things to help it. She doesn't cut it off. She says, what do you need? That's the marvelous thing about this natural body. I don't know how much you've studied it, but it's amazing. And to think that some God-forsaken infidel that didn't want to have anything to do with God think that this thing arrived from a flip of jelly that jumped up out of a water on a piece of dirt and here I am. You're nuts. And you're stupid. And that's exactly what you are. And more importantly, you're defying God. This is marvelous. It's amazing. This is a machine that when something's injured, things come from other parts of the body and heal it and take care of it and nurture it. And brothers and sisters, that's what God has given us. Can you imagine? I mean, I'm not just looking at children of the King. I'm looking at, by the grace of God, His bride-to-be. And I'm thinking here today, by the grace of God, jointly. You jointly with me, I jointly with you. We're getting ready to marry Jesus. I mean, we are getting ready to marry Jesus. And you know what? By the grace of God, I need you because God has put you here. We need one another. And this isn't some touchy-feely sermon. This is the Word of God. Till we all come. You gonna come? You gonna be in the all? Or is there something worth a division for? Till we all come. And time is running out. Time is running out, brothers and sisters. Every weight. There can't be any schisms, and there isn't any schisms. There's no cliques, there's no divisions in her body. And I rejoice for you. I rejoice for us. Do you realize how privileged we are? Yes, I will encourage you, look around this assembly this day, out of every kindred and tongue and nation. We are so blessed. We walk in the presence of it. We're one in Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, I'm loving Christ the head just as much as I'm loving Christ the body. And it's got to be that way. That fervent love for you to finish and to win. It's till we all come. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it is beyond words. But it ain't beyond the love of God. And He's given it. And there is a oneness that He's calling for us today. Amen. And I hope by the grace of God that we are together, and not that I've attained. But I want to walk up. And I want the Father to take this part of this body's hand and place it in His Son's. I do wish, I just wish I had that body right now. I wish I had the words. I wish I could adequately give it to you. But you know what? If I could, it wouldn't be the Spirit. Only He can bring this to your life. Only He can make us one. Only He can join us into this union. Lord, I pray that the love of God just magnify and multiply. That you look at one another and you say, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so grateful to God for you. It took you being in my life. It took me knowing you. It took everything about you worshiping God and loving Him and praising Him. Till we all come. Till we all come. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, move. Move over your people. God, just open hearts right now as only you can. If there be any root of bitterness, this is the time for it to be rooted up and gone, completely gone. Lord, let love reign. Lord, it's only your wonderful Holy Ghost can take that love and shed it abroad in each life here today. God, the hang-ups, the prejudices, the past, the hurts. God, those things are behind us. Lord, forgetting those things which are behind. And Lord, there's a mark. Hallelujah. There's a prize. Hallelujah. It's the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, let it just consume us today. Lord, let your love just come down upon your people. And Lord, we know that that's the supplying. That's what joins us. That's the compacting together. And we thank you for it today. And God, let us just bask and swim and dwell in the love of God. In Jesus' name.